Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Paris Hilton ditching President Biden for Britney's wedding, Postmates' new bottom-friendly pride menu, and how Animal Crossing brought the return of Rattan to interior design in Corey's new house. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning to my sweet little pig.
Would you rather bring the noise or bring the funk?
Oh, well, I always bring the funk. I rarely bring the noise.
What is that about? Isn't there something that's all about bringing the noise, bringing the funk?
From time to time, I've brought down the house.
When have you ever? Tell me. Diga me.
I have operated heavy machinery in Las Vegas with Mamrie Hart.
And that's bringing down the house?
I feel like the first step to bringing down any house is operating heavy machinery. Have you done part one of the full experience of bringing down a house?
What's the heaviest machinery I've operated?
A crane.
No.
I've done a crane.
You craned a crane?
I was craning. The cranes be craning.
Were you craning while you were crowning?
I was crowning, and the girls were craning their necks to get a peek.
Yeah.
at all of the angles of the crown.
They were gagged and gooped, and they wanted to see your goop and your gag.
Well, yeah. The house down boots.
Little placenta goop.
Have you ever... Well...
Have I ever what? Yes, probably.
Have you ever brought the house down boots?
I don't know. What would be considered bringing the house down? I don't think I have. I don't think I've brought any houses down. I wish I had one of those. You know when a big house is on like a trailer or like a tractor trailer and they're just moving one house from one spot to another?
Hell yeah.
I saw they did that here in San Francisco with a really big house, and I thought, how
that's
got to
be a very heavy, heavy, heavy load.
But like houses out here just don't have basements like we do in Michigan.
So what? They just scoop it up spatula style?
Yeah, literally. It was so all.
How are they doing that? How?
Very slowly, I guess. I'll send you a link. I saw it. This big old house just moved.
I've seen a house on the highway zooming.
Yeah. All at once or like two halves?
Well, I don't know. If I had my way, if it were a video game, if life were a video game,
it is.
If I were not more scared to die, which I am.
Are you?
It's not that I'm scared. I don't have a guarantee reload.
Yeah. Are you afraid to die?
No. But like, I'm not gonna jump out of my car on a highway to jump into a moving house on the highway just to see if anything's in. Just to see if they unpacked before they moved the load.
Listen, talking about unpacking and moving the load, I did not do that. I just carried stuff, dressers with drawers still stuff in it.
Oh, she spatulaed.
I spatulaed. I said, I got to move. I got to do it
on my
own.
Well, that was your first mistake. So how is the new home,
Corey? It's getting there. I sent you a picture moments ago. It's looking cute.
Stunning.
I've brought some color into my life. I have a green couch.
You're wild.
I need some more plants. I need to hang some things on the wall. I need to get some new throw pillows before it feels like a home. Homo's where the heart is.
Baby, if you need throw pillows, baby, I know where to get them. I have so many.
Oh, honey, I saw at, because, well, you know, I've just been going through World Market.
Oh!
Because.
Which brings us to our sponsor for today's episode.
I wish. Honey, send me some stuff.
So, World Market to me is a top tier.
I love it.
Oh, I was this close to buying this rattan low table.
I got it.
No, you didn't.
Honey, I think I got it.
Is it the one in the picture? It's pretty low.
Mine's a little taller. I saw they had two.
Now this is incredible. The one that you have.
Beautiful. No. Okay, so you're looking at that picture. So look behind the couch. There's that weird entryway. I'll just send you a pic.
Girl, well, here's the deal. We were very close to buying a rattan low table, and I told Hudson, I said, rattan is in, honey, and you want to know why? Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing really did that.
I had never heard of, but people have been saying that it's rattan.
I say rattan. You say rattan.
I don't have a rhyme or a reason, honey.
Are we designers now? Did Animal Crossing give us taste?
Well, here's what I was going to do. We were going to get the rattan, but I was in the wrong car. So I said, we'll come back another day. And maybe it'll even be on more sale because it was already on sale.
Yeah.
So we come back another day. It was more on sale. I said, we got to do what we got to do on this one. We got to get it. But then in the last second, I said, wait, we spill a lot of crumbs and sauces. How do you clean rattan? How do you clean it?
You're going to need a little dirt devil, like a handheld sucker.
It's not going to get the sweet and sour. It's not going to get the ketchup gloops and glops.
You're going to need, you know what you need to invest in?
TV. A scrub daddy.
TV trays.
Oh.
Did your family have those?
Of course we did. Of course. Had a little setting station where you could fold them up and put them back into the little. Yes.
Bitch,
honey.
I love those. My dad, he would be all, we should get out the TV trays and eat in the living room. And I was all, party. I was all,
I would not mind having TV trays, but I think Hudson was against it. We had a conversation about it.
Do you think they make rattan TV trays?
I wouldn't want them.
Do you ever eat at your high table? Or are you always eating in the living room?
No. No.
So what's the answer? I asked two questions. So
we eat in the living room.
Got it. Baby.
I have to say the idea of a dining room is out. Do you have one?
I have one, and I have been enjoying my meals seated at a table with back support.
Fool.
At 37, it is what you need. I could do a puzzle at my table if I wanted.
Okay, I don't care.
Not a big puzzle, but a little puzzle.
Well, the thing about rattan is you can't really do a puzzle on rattan.
My dinner table's not rattan.
How can you do, what can you do on rattan besides put like a plant?
You know, have you ever seen that clip of Dolly Parton playing her fingernails?
Hell yeah.
You could do that with rattan.
You don't have to ask me if I've ever seen the clip. I've seen the clip.
You can do that with rattan, baby. You can you can make a little banjo table. Bring a ring.
Oh,
it could be all Zatarans.
Oh. Do you know about Zanazan?
No.
It's like a Paris and Nicole. Nikki. Who is that?
Nicole Richie.
Richie, yes. Oh, speaking of witchy.
You went from Richie to witchy?
Yes, I did, honey. Yes. And okay.
Okay.
Have you heard her music?
Nicole Richie has songs. Yes. I hear Paris Hilton's a DJ, but is she just pushing play on a Spotify playlist?
Hold that thought. We'll get to it.
I have a lot to say.
That's a topic coming soon.
I have questions about her, So what are you telling me about Nicole Richie's music? Is
Nicole
it very
Richie?
Stars Are Blind or No?
No. On the houseboat, they were playing it nonstop. Nicole Richie has a song about crystals and auras and
Nothing in This World by Paris Hilton.
No.
It's a banger.
I don't know it. But
listen to it, people. If is she?
No, but she's got a rap name.
Nicole Rappy?
No, it's like I don't know what it is. It's like Nikki Fresh. Nikki Fresh?
Nicole Richie.
No, just
rap
search Nikki
name.
Fresh.
Nikki Fresh with the dollar sign. Ugh, she's very Kesha.
Well, she's got a song, and the gays were gagging on the houseboat.
This says
it's
she
called
just
Little Gems.
Is it about crystals and stuff?
Yes.
You know what?
She also has a song called Bees Tea. It's about saving the bees.
You know what my friends were listening to in Mexico?
What?
Slut pop.
Oh.
They were all very, fuck me, I'm a slut, dirty bitch.
Jesus Christ.
What's the lyric? Do you know that song?
Fuck me, I'm a slut. Dirty slut, I like to fuck.
Yes.
I think, or something.
Okay.
Something like a slut.
So do you have anything else to say about Nicole Richie's rap career? Is she on Spotify?
She's on Spotify. I'm looking at Little Gems. It's her number one most popular song, 900,000 streams. A subtle 2-minute track. It's easy to repeat, you know?
Little Gems. Nikki Fresh.
Little Gems.
Damn. She had a new album come out in 2020.
Yeah, baby.
That's recent.
Get into the gig, baby.
Did you listen to Drip Drip Ugly or Parent Trap?
I don't know. The gays, you know how sometimes gays just put on music and it's like, what is this? What is this?
Honey, that was very me a lot of the time.
But like, I have to say, there's a breakdown in the middle of the Gems one, and to be on the houseboat with all those queer people really...
Who knew all the words and you didn't?
Everyone knew all the words. Everyone was like death dropping, voguing to a Nikki Fresh experience.
Did it take you back to when you didn't know the Eminem lyrics?
Oh, yes. Yes. It was very similar because I was like, oh, I've missed a cultural moment. Or at least like I'm outside of this.
Were any of the gays saying this was a cultural reset? While playing it?
No, nobody said that. I don't like, you know, I don't think anybody said that. Maybe people were thinking it. I don't know.
Well, maybe I'll try saying that when I bring it to my friends. Cultural
bring
reset.
It to the runway.
Little Gems.
Runway. I think you're going to like it, and I'm sorry that you're going to like it because, you know, you're a little, you know.
I'm a little what? Teapot?
You're a little bit.
Party pooper?
You're a little bit.
What?
Alexis.
Finish it.
You're a little bit Alexis.
Okay. Yeah.
And.
Yes, and.
So to answer your question, Paris Hilton is a DJ.
Okay, wait. So, but does she, what does she do? She just must be hitting play on a Spotify playlist.
Well, no, it's not about, maybe there's like levels. There's levels to your love. Like, I sometimes feel like a radio DJ. A DJ. Because, like, I got buttons and I got levels of volumes that I go up and down. I'm like, this is what they're looking at.
Yeah. I think, what's your DJ name?
Just Tyler Oakley.
Oh, not.
I'm not trying to be Ty Ty Fresh.
Why not? You can't even
Ty-Ty
be.
Ty Stale.
You can't even be Ty Dollar Sign. That exists.
Tyler, the content creator.
What if it was Stale with a dollar sign?
Stale. No. It's still no. No.
What if it was? What if it was Stale with like a starter S?
You know, we're going away from Stale. Actually,
what if,
no buts. No buts.
What if? What if? How come? Why isn't that S a key? You know. Listen, we've
the
got
the dollar sign?
No, the starter S that people used to draw in like middle school.
Do you call that a starter S?
You know what I'm talking about. What did you call
it? It's just like a Spartan S.
I think it's called a starter S.
We've always said Spartan S, but also because like Michigan State, like that's like it was a local thing.
Well,
locals were localing.
I Googled starter S, and honey, all that came up was car parts.
Well, you didn't have me with that.
I guess we were the only ones.
Back to Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton is a DJ. She does push play. Maybe she does a wiki 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 type of moment. I don't think people do that anymore anyway, though.
I heard she passed on DJing for Joe Biden so that she could DJ Britney's wedding.
Okay, well, she didn't DJ Britney's wedding, I don't think.
Or she just attended it?
Yes. So allegedly what I had heard was something similar. She was enlisted to DJ an event for world leaders, not just Biden, but Biden and world leaders. I'm like, are we hosting a summit or something, and Paris Hilton is our
world leaders?
That's what they want you to think.
Mm. I mean, I meant me and you, not the United States.
Oh, that's what we want you to think.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I would say. No, I saw that she turned it down to attend the wedding, which I thought, you know what? That's sweet.
I want to see more of who was on that guest list. Did you see that picture of Britney Spears, Madonna, Selena Gomez, Drew Barrymore, and Donatella Versace? Am I missing
anyone? And Paris Hilton. Yeah, I'm watching the video of it right now. It's up right here in my brain.
And
I thought, okay, why?
I can't believe, who are you most surprised that was in that picture?
Drew Barrymore, I think.
Really?
Like if I were to say one of these things is not like the other, Donatella Versace.
I don't know. I can see Britney talking to all of those people, but Selena Gomez just really threw me. What are Britney Spears and Selena Gomez talking about?
The Mickey Mouse Club. Next question.
Britney is at least 10 years older than Selena Gomez.
You knew the people who were graduated before your older siblings, if they were hot. You knew of them.
Not 10 years.
You knew of them.
Britney is 40. Selena Gomez is 29. 11 years. Okay. I was pretty damn close. What are they up to? I mean, that's right. I guess me and you are friends, and I'm 10 years older than you.
They have a lot to discuss. They've both probably done things similar.
Like what? Had anthems?
They both have attended the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. I guarantee
true. Absolutely.
They both have performed on SNL. I guarantee it.
Do you think they both have songs from Leland?
They both do not have songs from Leland. Official, no. Maybe. I don't know if Britney. I don't think Britney does.
No. I think she's... No. Is she going to put... Now that she's done with her conservatorship, is she putting out music or is she done with that?
I don't know. No, I don't really care. I mean...
You don't want more music from Britney?
I've never... I've never really been a Britney music stan. I stan her as I want the best for her. I want her to be happy. If her music comes on and it's a bop and it turns up the party, great. But I'm never in the kitchen being okay, Google...
Three by Britney Spears.
Bring down the house with some Britney Spears.
Put on Womanizer.
No, I'm not.
Do you have a favorite Britney song?
Born to Make You Happy.
Really?
I was born to make you happy.
I feel like in that song she says "born." I was born to make you happy. She really adds an extra syllable.
Maybe. I think it's an underrated bop. If you haven't heard it, give it a listen. Give it a twirl.
Listen, Paul Love It. You know Chicken Tetrazzini.
Paul too.
Yeah.
Paul too.
Yeah.
I was wondering where Gaga was at the wedding. I don't know if Gaga attended. I feel like if she attended, she would have been in that picture.
It feels very... And also, true. Maybe Gaga was taking the picture. Can you imagine?
Well, Gaga on the same day was launching her new makeup collaboration at Sephora. So I was like, oh, maybe she has some prior obligations.
I want to know the guest list. I want to know who all was invited. And
was a real who's who.
And did we know she was getting married? It felt very I didn't know that was happening. And then it was just happening. Because
I don't think it was announced. I don't think it was this weekend. Well, they're not going to. Where are they going to announce it? Where are they going to put that? I'm getting married this. It was a day of type of event. But did you see who tried to crash the party?
I was just gonna say her first husband showed up.
Hated that
somehow.
We don't love that.
Why was he there? He attempted to crash the wedding, and now he has and now they have a restraining order.
As they should. I feel like if you're not invited to a wedding,
don't come.
Count your blessings.
Don't you think, like, that's really anywhere you're not invited, don't show up?
If you're not invited,
I mean, I guess especially don't go. A wedding.
Yeah, but like at a wedding, like that, what do you think is going to happen? How do you think this is going to unfold?
Do you think this is the result of Wedding Crashers, the movie?
Perhaps. Some have said. Some have said the impact is imminent.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
I don't know if I have either. It's giving straight culture.
It really is.
Straight people want to crash a wedding.
Yeah.
Gay people know we're already in demand for all weddings. We don't need to crash a wedding.
And I don't think a gay person could blend in at a wedding. We'd be having too much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I find that like the... Okay. Like a wedding guest list, it's pretty bland. Until you start sprinkling in the seating arrangement, all of your gay friends.
Yeah.
And
do you put all the gays at one table?
Amateur mistake is sprinkling them out everywhere to try to make everyone have the fun of the gays. But what we want, put all the gays at one table. We don't want to be the fun of the table and being the glue of, like, helping your aunt connect to your elementary school teacher. We don't want to do it. We don't want to be like, yes, hello. So what's everyone's deal at this table, pennies? No. Don't make us do it.
Did
put
you
us
get
with
the
all the other gay people.
Steak or the salmon, honeys?
Yeah, I don't want to be that.
You just want gay table. I guess
in
you're
fact,
right.
Let me know in the invite what other gays are going.
If there's going to be cute gays there.
If there's going to be cute gays, what's the arrangement? Who are you trying to...
I like this. I haven't been to a wedding in years, though.
Well...
Oh, I guess I went to my brother's, but that was small.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Hey.
But you know who did go to Britney's wedding? Gaga's manager, because Gaga's manager is like besties with Britney's husband. And so I was like, oh, maybe Gaga will be there. But I didn't see any pictures. So I was like, I was only really following the event of the events.
Yeah.
To see if Gaga was going to show.
Well, no show. She didn't make it.
I did read this excerpt. The couple didn't have a first dance, but Selena Gomez, Madonna, and the bride danced together to Toxic, followed by Paris and Britney singing Stars Are Blind.
I love that.
The descriptions I've read of it are giving Wattpad. They're giving...
Can you just imagine just getting an invite in the mail to Britney Spears' wedding?
I would go.
I would go. I would be there.
I would be there.
Good for her. I hope she's happy. I hope she loves this Sam man.
I hope you're happy.
Yeah. Hey, did you watch?
The answer was, I hope you're happy too.
I hope you're happy now, I think.
I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too.
I didn't watch the Tonys, but I saw Jennifer Hudson got an EGOT.
Well, well, well. I saw that RuPaul's halfway to the EGOT.
I just don't understand.
RuPaul won a Tony last night.
Why are they phrasing it like they're saying Jennifer Hudson is an EGOT? I don't think that's right. Can you be an EGOT or do you have an EGOT?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. You understand what they're trying to communicate, right?
I know, but I just feel like it's more and more people.
Why are you trying to be like that?
More and more people are getting this. We should just really nail it down now so that we know. I hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy.
You didn't watch the Tonys either. Have you ever watched the Tonys?
You know what? I will say this.
No.
Maybe 6 years ago, I watched the Tonys because it was... Okay, this is about to get dark real quick. I'm sorry. This is not the vibe of the podcast, but like a just cultural reference, just so you know the context. It was the day after the Pulse shooting, and the Tonys were on, and it was really it was the exact emotional, like, vibe that made me feel a little bit better that day, because everyone at the Tonys, if the Tonys
to me, are kind of what, like, the Country Music Awards probably feel like, where it's a big room full of people that love each other, as opposed to all other award shows where people are, like, they're out of obligation.
Yeah.
The Tonys, it was like, it felt like a room of artists understanding their role of cultural healers in the world. And so, like, in that sense, I've always loved the Tonys, but no, I don't watch. If it's on, it's on, but, like... never do I have the TV just on and browsing. So, like, how am I going to watch the Tonys? How am I going to find that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
Girl! No!
Wow.
No.
Cool.
But I was talking about Stranger Things last night because once I was 11 for Halloween. Can you believe that? That's so off my radar these days.
Well, that's why I want to know when that show actually came out, because it seemed like there was a long time between season 3 and season 4. But I'm loving it. I loved it. It's very scary 80s referential... Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is it giving you...
It gave me.
Do you often find that it makes you run up a hill?
Everyone's in love with that Kate Bush song now. TikTok's got it on repeat.
I know. It's really like a DJ earworm up in this bitch on my ears.
They really have... They've played it a few times in the episodes. I liked that song before, but I also knew that song before Stranger Things. I'm an 80s baby.
No. Okay, so you're all caught up. Is it over?
No, I'm actually really annoyed because it did this thing where they dropped 7 episodes, and then we have to wait until July 1st or something for the last 2 of the season, which I thought, why, Netflix? You've cultivated... of user base of people, an audience of people who like to binge show. So why are you gonna make me wait a month for the last 2 episodes?
They're mixing it up. They're making it spicy. They're getting your attention, bringing you back.
It's annoying. I mean, they've done it with like the Netflix dating shows, but they'll drop like 4 a week. Like, that's nice. But to put a month in between, rude. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I could die.
Well, you don't have to. With our sponsor for this week's episode...
Life?
Whatever you just did, it sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Welcome back. Hi.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hey, did you have you logged into Postmates this month?
I don't think so.
Do you ever?
No. I walk to get my food in my neighborhood.
Listen.
COVID made delivery fees, I thought, were already outrageous to begin with.
They are outrageous.
And I think COVID somehow made them worse. And then it's like they charge you 12 different dollars, and then you've also got a tip.
12 different dollars?
Which is like important. So I just said, no, I can't. So now I walk. I pick up. And I get to catch Pokemon along the way.
It's a similar situation to dining in. If you can't budget into your life knowing the fact that, like, bitch, you're going to have some fees, you're going to have to tip, that is how this culture works. Like, maybe it's not optimal, which it is not, because I think a lot of that should fall on the employer and the restaurant and the blah, 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 blah. Or, like, we should have a system where people are paid appropriately. Anyway, if you can't tip, I'm in the same boat. I would much rather walk to pick up my Domino's.
Yeah. I was going to order a pizza from my favorite pizza place, and I'd looked on one of those apps like DoorDash or something, and it was going to be like $50 for a medium pizza and like a can of Coke. And so I was like, no, I'll drive. And I drove, and it was somehow like $20. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I think the convenience of it is so tempting. But
why did you bring up Postmates?
Because did you see their new Pride campaign?
Oh god.
Okay, before you act like every other person. Who cares? Why do people care? Why are people so outraged about everything? Resist the urge to be outraged. Nothing is that outraging.
I'm not outraged by the concept.
No, it's more so me yelling at everyone on the internet, acting like this is the worst thing that's ever happened, because people do not have any capability to have a subtle reaction to anything anymore.
Yeah.
You either have to be obsessed with it or you have to hate it, and this is one of those where everyone's acting like they hate it. And I'm like, is it really that terrible? Who cares?
I just wish they would have picked different influencers. Oh. That was my. Oh-godding the choice versus oh-godding the idea.
Wait a minute. There's only one influencer I think that's involved in that.
Okay, well then, yeah, them. They are who
I'm. So I'm a little conflicted.
I know we have friends that have mutual friends with that person.
I would say that I'm at least cordial, if not friendly, if not acquaintance, if not friends.
Cool.
But like, I also am approaching all of witnessing. We're just like dancing around the topic right now. I have empathy for content creators that are gay who are then hated by gays. I have empathy.
Yeah.
I look at what they're up to and I think, oh, are you harming the world? Is what you're up to terrible and like detrimental to our culture? If the answer is no and you're just having fun and being stupid, but it's not necessarily my cup of tea, who cares?
Yeah.
But people are acting like he is, like, the abomination of all abominations. And as someone who has been considered something of the sort at some point in my life, I have empathy.
That's kind of you. Yeah, I don't know him in real life. I had seen a video of him years ago.
Not this him and this him, him.
Of him years ago talking about pretty privilege. And he was, like, trying to be insincere. And it just didn't come off.
Wait, baby, you are mixing up your hymns.
No.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about,
honey.
Do we have a bleep budget this
I know
year?
Who you're talking about, and I saw a video from that person talking about that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the psychologist who made a video about pretty privilege.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Okay. Oh, jeez, little pizzles.
Should gays just stop making videos about pretty privilege?
Wait, are you saying I shouldn't upload today? My return to YouTube is a video about my pretty privilege.
Yeah.
Actually, I should. Why not? Well, I am. pretty girl. Okay, well, we didn't even talk about anything that was about what we were talking about that Postmates bottom friendly menu. So Postmates collaborated with a influencer and a doctor, quote unquote. I don't know.
That's what I was saying, two people.
Sure. And they talked about, here's why I think it's not the worst thing in the world. They talk about digestive health.
Yeah.
Which is a topic, whether you like it or not, that influences and impacts the everyday comings and goings of queer people.
Yeah, honey, everybody's got a TikTok talking about bottom behavior. Everyone got a... Davey Wavy was doing it on YouTube.
I have no problem with educating the masses about what is good to eat and what is not good to eat if you want to have a clean palate at the end of the night.
Hell yeah.
The state of sex ed in America is not so hot.
I just
especially
can't.
For queer people. And so, like, if you have to get your tips and tricks on bottoming from Postmates, so be it. That's the world we live in today.
True.
I'll take it.
True.
And I would much rather have that than, like, a pride campaign that says nothing, does nothing. Sorry. Like,
I mean, they got the attention that they wanted.
The viral marketing of it all, honey. The outrage clicks that they got.
Timed with his new single dropping.
Okay, which is another topic. Everyone hating on that, which taste is...
I didn't listen to it.
Everyone has their own taste.
I saw someone else post it on Instagram.
All I'll say is it's 100% for charity, and people are allowed to have stupid camp fun.
Absolutely. That's what Kim Petras' whole career is built on.
Yeah, nothing matters.
Yeah, honey, get that coin, get that paycheck.
Right.
Paul of it.
Wow, did we've skirted around the topic sufficiently.
Did we? You're the only one. I just don't know his name.
That's not true. That is not true.
Oh, am I the drama?
Hey, yeah, sometimes.
Did you go back and watch the Fire Island movie?
I haven't watched it yet.
Wow.
I was going to watch it, but I've been traveling. I was in New York for a Twitch summit, and then before I was, you know.
Did you go back and watch Drag Race?
I watched an episode of Drag Race. So I saw the one about...
The fairy tales?
The fairy tales and the Judge Judy of it all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One of the best, most joyful experiences until the second skit. But, like, the first skit was lovely. I thought it incredible, fun. Evie oddly shined.
Yeah. I know, she keeps getting so close.
Jinx.
When her ear fell off.
Incredible. And you know what? Haters are going to hate. But RuPaul as a little elf, I thought that was fun.
Did you see the
picture? I thought it was fun.
Everybody said he had six toes on one foot.
Well, somebody has to.
Did you see it?
Somebody has to.
Has to. Ma'am. All right. Well, I think that's it. That's the whole show.
Okay, well.
Did you have
Corey,
anything
where
else?
Can people find you?
You can find me taking a nap, bitch. I need a nap. I need a nap. Mm. I need a little nap.
You can find me eating everything that's not on the bottom friendly menu because I am ready to wreak havoc.
Come on, top 1022.
No, no, no.
Oh. I'm just making a mess.
Oh. Oh, she's going to be finger painting.
Happy Pride. Okay, we'll see you on the Discord.